Exactly. Kum lenin ablak gemara. We're up to the chesa menal of the Mishnah. See it? Yeah, got it. Good. Now, a woman in her cycle in the olden days, there was two cycles. One was for nida, and one was for zava. If she sees it in the cycle that she's supposed to see, then she has, whatever she sees blood, she counts 7 days, including the day that she sees the blood. She can see blood for 7 days, and on the seventh day, when she stops, she goes to mikveh, can go by day, and then at night she becomes tired. Then after that, for the next 11 days, if she sees blood, it's outside of her cycle. That's called a zava. So if she sees one or two days, she just has to separate from one day, make sure it's a clean day, and that's it. But if she sees three consecutive days, then she needs to have seven clean days, zayin nikiyim. And only after that does she go to the mikveh. So the first 7 days is needed, and the next 11 days is zava. What happens? She's confused. Today, when machmir, no matter what you see, we always treat you like the chumra of both, like a nida and a zava. But what happens? This woman's confused. She doesn't remember if she's a nida or a zava. What does she do? So, ein pesach betoya, the opening for someone made a mistake. Pachas meshiva v'lo yesed al yizayin. The minimum is 7 days, and the maximum is 17. That means if she doesn't know where she's up to, if she sees blood, then she has to wait 17 days before we say that you can start counting nida, the cycle again. Here. This one here. Here was charts. Okay. Gemara. Tana, we learned, tell you, a woman who made a mistake, she doesn't know if she's part of the nida right now, or part of the zava. Remember, nida is 7 days, and she can see blood as much as she wants. But the seventh day, if she doesn't see anymore, she is now clean. A zava, if she sees three consecutive days, she needs to see seven clean days before she can go to the mikveh and start again. So, Toya Sha'amra, she says, Yoim Echad Tomerisi, I saw 1 day of blood. Then Pischa Shiva Asa, she has to wait 17 days before she can, and she has to wait 17 days before the next time she sees blood, we say that she's a nida. 17 days means the 18th day from today. Why? Because we say that regardless of what happened, what you saw today, whether what you saw today was nida blood, whether you saw today was zava blood, if you saw today was nida blood, so then another 6 days is nida, then another 11 days is zava, so that's 17 days, and the 18th day is you are Torigan.
Fall into this discussion.
Oh, it does, because we said before this whole perek is about things which have a minimum and a maximum. Mm. The first Mishnah said the minimum is a seller, the maximum is 50 shekelim. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go through a number of different dinim, have nothing to do with each other, totally disparate dinim, but minimum is a maximum. Yeah. And if the day that she saw today was a zav, so then the next 17 days, the next 11 days, finishes the Dimei Ziva, and then any time after that she sees that she's a nida. But what do you call it? So 17 is the maximum that she can see. We say that she now sees a nida. Next is, what about Shnei Yom? She saw two consecutive days. Again, the same thing. Again, 17 days. If she saw now was a nida, then there's another 5 days to go, and plus 11 is 16. So the 17th day is all right. Shloisha yamim tami, but she saw 3 days. If she says 3 days, then if she's a zava, then she needs to have zayin nikim. Is tamidisi pischa shiva asa, so she has to also wait 17 days. So she has to wait, if what she saw now was nida, so then she has 4 more days of nida, and then 11 days, which is day number 16. But if what she saw now was zava, so it's 3 days of tumor, she has to then see seven clean days, plus another day, plus another 7 days, the total again is 17. What about Abo Yamim Tamei Re'isi? I saw four dam for 4 consecutive days. So then, Pischa Shisha Asar. Then we diminish her, because if what she saw now was Zava, right, so then she has to have 7 clean days, but the 7 clean days brings it to the end of the 11, and then another 7 days of Nida, so it's 14. So the 15th day is she's tired. Any blood she's after that is nida. Chamisha yamim Tamir Isa, so 5 days of Tumah. So she, if she's a Zava, she definitely became Tamei of a Zava, but 5 minus 11 is 7 days, is 6 more days left. And then on the 7, Pischal Chamisha Asa Yamin. Because why 15 days? If she's a Nida, if what she saw was a Nida, she has 3 more days of Nida. Right. So this is the worst case scenario. She's a Nida. So 4 days out of the 7 she saw is a Nida. So 3 more days plus 11 is a 14 days. And then the 15th day, that's what she sees is a Nida cycle again. What about Shishi Yami Tomidisa? So 6 days of Tumah. So again, Pischa Ba'asa, 14 days. Why? Because let's say she's a Nida. So she raised 6 out of 7. 1 more day and 11 is 12. Is 12 days. And then the 13 days later starts the cycle again. But if what she saw was a Zava, 6 days, so she has to have 7 clean days, which, so 7 clean days plus another 7 days of Nidus is 14. So Shisha Yami Tamirisi Pishcha Abbas is 14 days. What about Shiva Yami Tamirisi? So 7 consecutive Tamirik days is Pishcha, her opening is Shlesha Asa. If she saw 7, she saw 7 days, Tamei, then her opening is 13 days. Same thing. 7 days, if she saw 7 days of Anida, then she has, if she saw 7 clean days, she needs to see, sorry, 7 days Tamei. If she's a Zava, she needs 7 more clean days. And then 7 days of Anida. So 13 days. Shmoina Yamin Tamirisi, 8 days of Tamirisi. Pischa Shneva is 12. So every day, every time it diminishes, because how many days you have left. Tisha Yami Tamirisi, so 9 days, Pischa Achadosa, 11. Asari Yami Tamirisi, if she saw 10 consecutive days, then Pischa Achadosa is Pischa Asari, 10 days. And Achadosa is Pischa Tisha, 11 days, she has 9 days opening. Shneimasa, Pischa Shmoina. And 12, she has only 8 days. After she sits 7 in the Kiyas, she's in the Kiyam, she's no longer anymore a Suffolk. She's no longer a Suffolk. So she now starts a cycle again of Nida. Shloisha Pischa Shiva 7. She ain't Pesach Betoya Pachas Mashiva. The minimum is 7 days. Vela Yesa Shiva, so the maximum is 17 days. Om Levad Rabbad Rabbad Lomali Kulahai. Why do you need so many days? Timne Shiva. Let her count only 7 days. Betishrei. A worst case scenario, I don't understand the whole thing. Why need 17 days? If she was, let's say, a Nida, then it doesn't matter if she sees blood. Come the seventh day, she's tired. Even if she's a Zava, count 7 clean days, and she's tired to her husband. So why 17? Just count 7 clean days. Timnit Shiva, count 7 clean days. The Tisha should be mutter to her husband. Amalei, he said back to him, we're not trying to make her mutter to her husband. We're trying to re-jig her cycle to get back to Nida. We're talking about we want to fix her up to become a Nida again and her opening and starting again. So therefore, this is what we have to do. Tanya Rabban, we learn to all those people who make a mistake when she sees Dam and Nema, she waits 7 clean days and she's tired. She doesn't know if she just became tired from Nida or just became tired from Zava. So it's a suffix. So he says, Kol HaToyis. Kol HaToyis Zava is whoever makes a mistake, whether they're Zava or not, is mevi is carbon. They bring a carbon at the end of 7 clean days. They bring the two. They bring a chatas and an oila. A zava brings a carbon. He does not bring a carbon, so she brings the kabbanas because perhaps she's a zava, but the einu nechel. She will not eat the chatas. Why? Because maybe it's not. She's not a zava. Maybe she's a nida. And if she's a nida, you bring a chulin. And the problem is that what do you do with a bird? You do malika. And if it's not a carbon, it's treif. So it cannot be eaten. And the oila you can bring as a tanai. You say, if I'm a zava, then this is my obligation. And if not, let it be oila as a dava. But a chatas you cannot bring on a tanai. If she, you know, saw 13 second days, and now we say you had to wait 7 more days, and there's 8 more days, we say that's probably definitely a zava. And if it's a zava, you can eat the carbon. Shemavi is carbon v'necha. You can bring the carbon and you can eat it. She saw 12. No, she taught what we said before. She sees 12 consecutive days or 13 consecutive days. All she has to do is clean 7. She has to wait 7 to keem. And she definitely, because she definitely was a zava. It's impossible to be 13 days seeing, 12 days seeing of nidus. It's definitely there was a zava there as well. So she, in at least 3 days. So she has to bring a carbon for sure. So there's no shaila here that she can eat the carbon. It's a proper carbon. Yeah. Because even if you can argue, let's say the first 2 days that she saw, she was a zava. Let's say the 12 days. The first 2 days is a zava. No carbon. 2 days zava. Then the next 7 days is nidus. That's nine. But the next 3 days she saw was zava. So it makes
zava
a difference.
Any flow outside of the regular cycle, yeah. Whether it's before or after.
Yeah.
I thought it was only after.
No, the cycle keeps on repeating itself. So I'm saying we're not sure where she's up to. She doesn't know where she's up to.
She's in the middle of zivos on nidus.
Exactly. So the first, let's say, if the first 3 days was a zava, then she needs seven nikim. And she's definitely zava. Even the worst case scenario, she's only 2 days of zava. So you don't bring any kabbonis. And the next 7 days was nida. The next 3 days was zava. No, next three, and that's 12 days. So she definitely she's a zava. She brings a carbon. And 13 days even worse. Okay. So that's what we do. So the Gemara. Otu kol hatoy zava is. The Gemara asks. Everyone that makes a mistake is definitely a zav. And if you only saw for 1 or 2 days, the mother right now thought it sounded like every person who's a suffix zava brings a carbon. Every person brings suffix zava brings carbon. You don't need a carbon on a suffix. Plus, what happened? You only saw 1 or 2 days of a zava. There's no carbon at all. El kol zava is hatoyis. All the zava. I mean, in the case we just said before, that 3 days of it is a zava. But the is carbon vein. Oh, stamazovas, where there's could be that there was zava for 3 days, not stamazova. In our cases here, where there's a possibility that there was a zava for 3 days, so you bring a carbon, but the ainin echel. Chutzme pischar shiva or pischar shmeina, where in definitely she was a zava, if for 12 days, definitely part of those, at least 3 of those days was a zava, or 5 of those days was a zava, and even if not consecutive, the first 2 and the last 3 is a zava. It fixes it. Maybe carbon, echo, bring a carbon, and she eats it. And it's eaten. Mishnah. Talking about minimums and maximums. Ain't been a goyim pochus rechid. If somebody has a leprosy, the minimum that they put him aside, that they quarantine the person, is a week of the loyesa, but the maximum which it comes to the goyim of a house is shalosha. A normal goyim, what happens is they lock you up and then they say, okay, let's wait, they come back. And they say, as soon as you show them a negative, say, let's quarantine for 7 days, they come back. If it spread, we make the house tummy. If it didn't spread at all, if it reduced, it says Torah. And if it's the same, we say, let's wait 1 more week. Another week goes by, it's the same, Torah. It has to spread. When it comes to a house, we say that a second week and it's static, it didn't spread or didn't minimize, we say, let's wait 1 more week because we take some of the stones out and we put other stones in and say, let's see what happens to the new stones. If it comes back to the new stones, we'll declare it Tum. If it doesn't, we'll say it's an aberration and it's Torah. So by a house, it's 3 weeks. If it's only the smaller one, which is only 1 week, is nigi yadam. We're talking about leprosy of a person. But below yes, at our shloshim, it says the maximum is 3 yeshvu. We're talking about when it comes is nigi batim, the leprosy of a house. Like I just explained to you, how could we take the? Could 1 more week we have additional week? We take the stones out and we put in new stones. Amar pops at a papa. There's a pasuk where it says, "Tzitkoscha, your tzitkis, your generosity to us is kaharad ekel is so high, like a mountain." And then it finishes off. Mishpatecha, but your justice is to Haimer Abba, goes to the depth, plunges to the depths. Elu nigei adam. So the first part of the pasuk, "Tzitkoscha, kaharad ekel is so high, nigei adam, the goyim of a person." And I'm soon see what's going on here. And mishpatecha tohem rabbe, and your justice is plunges down to the depths, is elu nigi batim. What's going on here? Pasuk mar poshta dekrab m'maik. See, what's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk? What's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk? In other words, you're saying you give justice to a nigi adam because you allow 1 week, maximum 2 weeks. And but you're very strict when it comes to a house. You need 3 weeks. Okay. So you know, what's pasuk pshat? The pasuk pshat in the pasuk is not talking about negoyim. Omer Avud the machlekes. Il molets it koscha kahara the caliph. Not be for your magnanimity, for being raising us like a mountain. Miyuchal lama lifnei mishdarei rabba. Who can stand up to your justice? We would all be punished terribly. Rabba Oma Tzikoscha Kare. No, you think that Tzidkas is by elevating us? No, Tzikoscha Kare. No, the Tzidkas is Bipnei Shemish Patecha Tohim Rabba, because you plunge us to the depths. The Maika Miflagi, what's the Machaikis? They're arguing the Machaikis. We had the Gemara Yuma, Gemara Shalom, but Abelazar, Rabbi Yisib Chanina. Even we learned, Hashem is generous to us. The fact that Hashem gives us Rosh Hashanah every year, that's a generosity. You could have waited till a person passes away and then you collect 120 years of Avedis. You know how enormous that is? This way, every year, it's only 120th, and he can be Meichel it, so it makes it a lot easier. By the time you come to the Yom Adin, the ultimate Yom Adin, it's a lot easier. So the Rachlaik is Rabbi Lazar, how is the Abish generous with the honor? Shana Gufi is still generous. That he helped, he tilts the scales towards the good. Rabbi Lazar, how do you do that? Kovish, he hides the Avedis. He hides the Avedis, and therefore, Rabbi Lazar says that he hides the Aveda, and and that's how we. So the mitzvahs, you know, if he takes away the avedas from the scales, so the mitzvahs weigh it down. Rabbi Yechinin says, no, he says, he doesn't take it away. He lifts the avedas, he removes the avedas. He lifts, you know, that goes back to the pasuk. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi says that the Eibishter pushes down, that means he pushes down the mitzvahs. That's right. Rabbi Yechinin, that he lifts up the. The Averis. The Mashon Rashon explains the Machlekes. I can't remember offhand what's exactly. Chassidus talks about this as well a lot. Okay, let's go back to Mishnah. Ein poichasi in marbo chadoshim hamubodim. The minimum that we have is 4 months. Okay, we have 12 months in our year, which obviously doesn't meet the solar year. The solar year, the months are arbitrary. Our months are not arbitrary. They're tied in to the Levana. We know that the moon, the Moilad, every month the moon disappears and comes back again every 29 and a half days. And we know that the 793 Chalakim. There's 1080 Chalakim in an hour because we looked for a number that can be divisible by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so we have 1280. So it's 793 Chalakim. And so. Every 2 months, it equalizes, except we have the extra 793 chalakim, which is 3/4 of an hour, let's say, that keeps on adding up. That's why some months, like Kislev, sometimes it's 30 days, sometimes it's 29 days, depending, you know, if it adds up.
Three quarter hours.
Yeah, exactly. When we make an EBR, it's also not clear. It depends. Sometimes we make it 29 days, the second other, sometimes 30 days. Says the Mishnah in a year, in a calendar year, ain't poichsi ma bo chadoshim hamu barim b'shonim. The minimum should be 4 months that have 30 days. We never have more than 8 months. If you have more than 8 months, if in a normal year, what happens is that the Rosh Hashanah next year will be 4 days later than the Rosh Hashanah this year. If this year is a Shabbos, it'll be on a Wednesday. Because it's a, what do you call it? It's 29. Remember, it's a month of 29, not 28. 29 and a half days. So it works out so that it comes out 4 days later in the next year. That's how it comes out. But if you have, let's say, 8 months of Ibiyars, you start pushing off the Yom Tevim further out, that the Moilid and the Yom Tev will be too far apart. It'll be more than 3 days apart. And then sometimes you hear in Shul, by the way, you hear the Moilid is on a Monday, but the Chedesh is a Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a couple of days difference.
Exactly. But we can live with that. But not when it's 3 days apart. Says the Gemara, Shtei Halechem, when it comes to the two loaves of bread for Shavuos, they only bake, that's not the Shabbos of Yom Tov, so they bake on Yom Tov, so it's 2 days, second day. But if Yom Tov falls on a Sunday, then it's Friday, so then it's 3 days. So, the minimum is 2 days. You bake it out of Yom Tov and eat on Yom Tov, well, yes, there's never more than 3 days. Yom Tov is Sunday, Shabbos, then Friday you bake it. Lechem aponim get baked on a Friday and eaten the following Shabbos. A necho pochem a test, and the minimum is 9 days from Friday to the following Shabbos. What happens if Friday is a Yom Tov? Then Thursday. What happens if Rosh Hashanah Thursday and Friday is Yom Tov? Then it's Wednesday. So the maximum is on yesterday Achad 11 days. Can be baked sometimes on a Wednesday. Ain't cotton nimu poches meches. A kid cannot. Is the minimum is 8 days. Well, yes, Hashem also. If he, for example, if it's a suffix when he was born, will not push off Shabbos or Yom Tov. He was born Friday, Ben Hashmosh, twilight. We don't know if he was born Friday. He was born Shabbos, so you cannot mal him next Friday because maybe he's born Shabbos. You cannot mal him next Shabbos because maybe he's born Friday. He's not doing Shabbos. You only mal him on Sunday, so that's already 10. But when if it's a Yom Tov, then Monday 11. If it's a Shana, it's Tuesday 12. The maximum is 12 days. Says the Gemara, my, what do you mean loy nida yeser al shmoina? What do you mean that you don't see it more than 8 days? Amar Rav Huna loy nida lechachamim. So this is the first version of the Gemara, and tomorrow we'll see the second version. The chachamim didn't deem it fit la abed yeser al shmoina to be ma'abed the year more than 8 months in the year. So the minimum is 4 months and we make 30 days, and the maximum is 8 months that we make 30 days. Why? Maishna Tisha the loy. Why not 9 months? Because im kain kodim osisira. If you make 9 full months, then comes out that that the new moon will be the new moon will actually be a couple of days before the he'll be forked before the mailed. If you make the 3 days before the mailed,
calendar will run out.
That's right.
Come to the next month, but it's still 3 days before the mailed.
Yeah.
This is only shayach in the days of using a set calendar.
Yeah,
if you're makadosh on Pi'aria,
even Pi'aria, according to many Goinim, they still had a calendar. They just had to certify with the Aiden. Not because they didn't have a candle and all. It's like chesbonus.
So if Aiden didn't turn up, they fall back to the chesbon.
That's right. No, they had this is how they knew, or even when they didn't come, they would then work out when they should make it, or they would. Exactly how it works, that's okay. How going? It's the end of Ritva, the end of the Shana. How it works, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so it comes out, Kodim also see that Klosa Yem, it comes out that the moon, the mail, it'll be 3 days before Yom Tov. Doesn't look right. Like the mail will be on a Wednesday, but a Shana will come out on a Shabbos, and everybody's going to make fun. What's going on here? The whole calendar of the thing is a mockery. If you have 8 months that are Malayim, it still comes out 2 days before. Mishash said, you know, when we do 8 months, we generally don't like to do 2 days before either, only do 1 day. The maximum we'll have is the Malayim is on a Monday and the Shchedish on a Tuesday. Sometimes it says 8 months, which means we'll have 2 days before. You know when we do that? The Mishash will see later in the Gemara, says the previous year was a leap year. The previous year was a leap year. So if the previous year was a leap year, we make that, let's say, a chassid, so they contrast each other. And now if you made an extra mullah here, this mullah is not really an 8th month because it has to make up for the last year's extra month that you made it a chassid. So really it's only 7 months. And 7 months, therefore, is not 2 days. So they can't, so they counter each other out, right? The previous year you made a chosar, and this year you made a mole. Okay, still 1 day in a bit. You'll say Monday morning, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and a chedesh is Tuesday because the moon comes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Still 1 day apart. That doesn't bother people. 1 day apart doesn't bother people. So that's how it is. Okay, stop being tinted.